Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Kal Shai Avram Ion HaParsha series. We are holding Baruch Hashem on Parshas Shoftim. There are many mitzvahs in Parshas Shoftim, and we will focus on one of the mitzvahs, and that is the mitzvah, the lav of Baal Tashchis. The Pasuk says in Devarim Chof Yitest by Sashchis Es Eitel, discussing the halachas of when Yidden go to war, how shall they operate vis-a-vis their enemies. One of the directives is do not destroy any trees that are fruit-bearing in the process. This mitzvah, this lav, is counted in the Mani HaMitzvahs. The Chinuch in Maramaka number 1 in Mitzvah Tuf Kuf Chav Tes brings the mitzvah. Shenimnu milichrois ha'ilonais kishenotzer al-ir kidei lehitzer la'anchi ha'ir u'lahachav li'baisam. We are prohibited, we are forbidden from cutting down fruit trees when we are laying siege to a city in order to instill fear in the hearts of the enemy. However, the Chinuch expands this lav to include other types of wanton destruction as well, not only trees that are fruit-bearing during times of war. To not cause any loss, to burn, to tear clothing, or to break a kli without any purpose. However, says the Chinuch, Ein Malkin Ela V'Kreitzetz Ilonei Mafel Shubavur T'Kosov. You only get Malkus if it's a fruit tree. Aval B'Shar Hashchasais Makin Oisoi Makas Mardis. You do get Makas Mardis, you do get an Isser, a Malkus Derabonan, but it's not a Malkus Deraisa, even though Pashtus, the Lab, the Isser, is still an Isser Deraisa. If you look at the Rambam in Hilfos Melachim, Maamaka number 2, Perek Vav Halacha Hey, also echoing the Chinuch, in the Chinuch Pashas echoes the Rambam, in Koitzin Iloni Machal Shechutz the Medina, in Mayan Mehem Emerson Mayam Gideshi Yibashu, you shouldn't cut trees down, you can't even prevent the water from irrigating them, even in Oifin and Groma, Shenamar Le Sashkas Eitzo Bakal Koitzitz Leike, Vloibu Matzer Bilbad, says the Rambam as well. So the Rambam and the Chinuch both bring this lav in the minion of the Chinuch and the meaning of the Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos in Leisa Se Nun Zayin is Maina this Pekitzer Shegi Sinunu Mehashkas and Lonos Mishinotzer Abir Nilehatzer LaAnshe Ba Ulahafim Liba. So we have the Shita of the Rambam and the Chinuch that there is an Isra D'Araisa of cutting down fruit trees, even if the goal, the intent of the action is to create and instill fear in the enemies that we are laying siege to. So even though there's a purpose in cutting down this fruit tree, it's still going to be forbidden. And that the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Vav, categorically rejects. He says, of course, if you cut down a fruit tree for no reason, of course, that is the prototypical laws of Baal Tashchis. But if it's a time of war and siege, and you cut down these trees in order to instill fear, that is absolutely permissible. Without any purpose. The Lashon Hara, the mitzvah is leisa seim and zayin einenu mechuba. So Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. If the destruction of these fruit trees is for the purpose of instilling fear in the hearts and the minds of the enemies, the Rambam says it's still going to be Aser, and the Ramban says it's going to be Mutter. What is the understanding of this Machlekes? What's the Yeseda Machlekes, the crux, the hearts of this Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban? Now, it's important to point out that everybody agrees that if you cut down the fruit tree, because the wood is more valuable, or the fruit tree is actively damaging somebody else right now, that less mandapulig is permissible. But the question is, in a case like this, where right now there's no immediate usage of the tree, but by cutting it down, it will, in a secondary fashion, instill fear in the hearts of the enemies, is that permissible or not? And that formulation is really how the Be'er Maisha, the Debret Zinner, in Maramaka number 5, in Chuvas Chelek Heis, in Kuflam Gimel, in a very lovely shtickle, brings and explains the Machlokes, the Rambam, and the Rambam. Do we look at Baal Tashchis from a macro perspective, or do we look at it from a micro perspective? do we look at Baal Kashrus as the overall objective, or we look at the intrinsic character of the act itself? Says the Be'er Moshe, the Ramban looked at the act in light of its broader purpose from a macro perspective. So this tree, even though it's going in the garbage by being cut down, but it serves an ultimate purpose, which is to instill fear in the hearts of the enemies. But says the Rambam, in terms of the tree in and of itself, it is being destroyed. The guf ha-maisa is a maisa hashchasa. Right now, we don't see in the action a benefit, a purpose. And therefore, says the Rambam, looking at it from a micro perspective, in fact, it's going to be an isra bal tashchis. If you cut the tree down to sell the wood, we see in the act, a act of productivity. If you're cutting the wood down, the tree down, because right now it's damaging something else that's more valuable, that we see in the act in and of itself, an act of purpose. But if cutting it down right now fundamentally in the guf ha-maisa is meaningless and the tree is going to waste, but it's a secondary purpose, that the Rambam will take umbrage with the Ramban and say it's still going to be an iser de'oraisa. Says the Debre Tziner, v'nirli asayti liyashiv das ha-Rambam. Only to cut down the tree if it's going to be used in and of itself.
The
same way, picking an apple off of a tree is not an act of destruction because you're separating the two. Of course not. That's an act of me creating purpose. So too, any other purpose in the tree in and of itself is an act that's going to be permissible. We don't need it in and of itself. From a micro perspective right now, I'm not using the tree. Rock for a secondary purpose. Since the etzem tree itself is not necessary, and therefore the etzem tree itself is viewed as an act of wanton destruction, the specific intrinsic character of this act is an act of hashchasa. The Ramban holds no. The mi'achash ha'idei hashchasa zu ha'ilon ma'achal tzemech lanu revach otzum laharav hasoynei eimlef ha'ma'ula v'dam yusur me'lo yahavi derf hashchasa. The Ramban says no, look at it from a broader perspective, the overall objective, larger context, from a macro perspective, and therefore it is going to be permissible. A very fundamental machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban. When we look at the purpose of the Baal Tashchis, to negate Baal Tashchis, does it have to be the act itself is purposeful, or even if the act itself produces a secondary purpose, that's also going to be permissible? With this chakira, you can also explain a machlekes between Taisus and Avodah Zarah and Taisus and Bava Metzia. Taisus and Avodah Zarah and Bava Metzia discussing the halacha that after a melech dies, we destroy all of his things. He burnt his clothing. We even take his animals and we cut their tendons so nobody else can ride them. The question that the Rishonim ask is, how can you do that? L'chayre, it's Baal Tashchis. What right do I have to destroy the functionality of an animal only because we need to do this for Kavod HaMelech? Why does Kavod HaMelech override this act? Says Taisus at Avodah Zarah, Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaskel, Baiper. The Yesh Loimah, says Taisus, the Bishlam Yisham Baal Tashchis Leika, there's no Baal Tashchis over here. Why? I'm chopping down the tendon without any purpose of using the animal for anything else. The Kevan de Lekvoide Shal Melech Oysen Kein, Ein Kan Hashchasa. Since it serves a purpose, says Taisus, there is no Baal Tashchis. I Tzar Baal Echayim, says Taisus, Tzar Baal Echayim is Doicha, because there's covered the rabbit. So Taisus says there is no Israel Baal Tashchis over here because it served the purpose of honoring the king so nobody should use his animals that he used. If you look at Taisus above Metzia, Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, Divasan, the Divrei, Ma'an Makan, number 7, has a different formulation. The Im Taimer and Cana might Ikrin Al Hamelofim, and Yesh Laimer says Taisus, Yishim de Kavod HaMalach V'nasi Adif K'may Baal Tashchis de Nitche Nipe Kvaidah. Vavur and Taisus the Bava Metzia, the Etzem, you have Baal Tashchis over here. Just Kavod HaMelech is Doise, it overrides the Baal Tashchis. So fundamental machlokes between Taisus in Avodah Zarah and Taisus and Bava Metzia, an act of cutting the tendon of Eikrenes of a Hengel, the Shein Kavod HaMelech, is that fundamentally Baal Tashkes, or is it not fundamentally Baal Tashkes? Places in Avodah Zarah says it's not Baal Tashkes. Places in Mitzvah says it is Baal Tashkes. And in line with this Fakira, you can say the same Mahalach. If you look like the Rambam, from a micro perspective, from a local analysis of this action, it is an act of wanton destruction. I am not using the animal for any purpose right now, and therefore by destroying it, I'll ever Baal Tashkes. But, says the Ramban, says Taisus in, but in Avodah Zarah. But if you look at the purpose from a macro perspective, from a broader view, you look at it from the larger context, by doing this, ultimately, it's going to serve a purpose of honoring the Melech, the Melech is no Baal Tashkes. So both the Maflekas, the Ramban and the Ramban, regarding cutting down fruit trees to cause siege, and the Maflekas Taisus in Avodah Zarah and Taisus in Baal Metziah, is cutting the tendon of an animal, rendering it useless for the purpose of honoring the king, Baal Tashkes, yes or no, totally in this fundamental fakira. Again, do we look at it from a micro perspective or from a macro perspective? Do we look at it from the Ta'elas Klovis or from the Etzem HaMeister, from the Kuf HaMeister, and the Chayra, both of these mafagas can be explained in this fakira. To transition a little bit, one more nakuda, and we'll conclude. When it comes to the destruction of Baal Tashkes, the word Hashchasa, there's a very interesting diuk in Rebbeinu Yoina. Look at Shari Tshuva in Shar Gimel, Laisashkes. I mean, if you started that to do during Yemei Elul that are coming upon us, says the Shari Tshuva, "V'chein hizaharnu bezek lefazer mamon lerik afilu shalva pruta." So two nekudas in the Rebbeinu Yoina. One, he says you should also be careful not to waste money. That's also included in Baal Tashkes, and there has to be the shiro shalva pruta. So two ha'aras in the Rebbeinu Yoina. One, he says even just to waste money is Baal Tashkes, and two, there's a shir shalva pruta. If you look at the Rambam that we saw earlier in the Hemshech in Halacha Yud, the Rambam doesn't add either of these nekudas. First, he says you have to have a destructive act. Ela kol hamishaber kelim bekari begadin ve'uras pinyan ve'seisim ma'ayan u'ma'abed machalos derech hashchosa leper Baal Tashkes. First, Rambam is mavur that you have to have an act of destruction. He doesn't mention anywhere just wasting money. Careless spending of money is not included in Baal Tashkes. And the Rambam does not mention a shiro shalva pruta. Sounds like for the Rambam, if you would take a safety pin, which was less than a shalva pruta, and you would break it in half, you were also over Baal Tashkes. Shari Tshuva and Rebbeinu would disagree and say, no, if it's not shalva pruta, you're not over Baal Tashkes. So how do we understand this machlok of the Rambam and Rebbeinu Yoina? I think you can say a very simple hira. How do we understand the yisoid of Hashchasa? Does Baal Tashkes mean that you're doing an act of destruction of utility, or really, it's not a destruction of utility, the hashkosat hatashmish. Rather, it's a diminution of the monetary value, reducing the value of something that is also included in Baal Tashkes. And really, it's a monetary issue. It's reducing the value of the monetary value, the shavius. That's what Baal Tashkes is. So again, is Baal Tashkes destroying or eliminating the useful function of an object? It's a maisa hashchosas hatashmis, or whether it is just the loss of monetary value. If you don't like this, I think it's very move on. The Rambam says Baal Tashkes is an act of hashchosa, an act of destruction of hishtamshus. If it is destroying utility, so it has to be that you took something that had a functionality and you destroyed it, and it has to be that even if it's not shalva pruta, but sof kol sof, if you destroyed the functionality of something, you were over the issur. So therefore, there's no shirav shalva pruta, but it has to be in an oifen of hashchasa, an act of destruction. But Rebbeinu Yoina says fundamentally, Baal Tashkes is a halacha in Hilchos Mamon. And in Hilchos Mamon, we go with shalva pruta. And in Hilchos Mamon, Baal Tashkes says, don't negate the value of money. Now, it could be money as cash, or the monetary value of something. But sai v'sai, regardless of how you learn, fundamentally it's in the mamon alein, it's in the money that we see Baal Tashkes. And therefore it has to have a shir shalva pruta, like all other shirei Torah. And even if you take money and you don't use it for the right reason, you waste the money, you have the spending, that could also be Baal Tashkes, even though you didn't take the money and destroy it, where you've devalued the shagis of the mammon, but by not using it for something purposeful, and that's also Baal Tashkes. So the way we can say it over again is, you tell the Machlokes is Baal Tashkes. Yedar isru bittel v'hashchosas tashkes hafefetz, So we had two fundamental takiras. One, the Batash's look at the purpose to negate it from a macro perspective or from a micro perspective, from the broader context or from the local act. Now, if you mean it, there's a secondary purpose and doesn't have immediacy. That would be one maslaikis, Taisus and Taisus, Abarizar ben Metzia, and Rambam Rabban. And a maslaikis Rambam and Rabbeinu Yoinar is Baltashas fundamentally a din in Shtamshas HaFefetz, meaning there's no shir for a puto, and it has to be the destruction of an item, or like the Binyan and Ali, fundamentally, the Halacha Nofes Mammon, where it is a devaluation of money, and therefore it's Hilfas Mammon, it goes by puto, and even careless spending or wanton wasting of money would also be included. Everyone should have a wonderful chance.